Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the few guys on the New York Jets who really is worth anything. Like, one of the few guys on the team who, after the year is over, I actually would want to still see on the team. And that is Avery Williamson, our good buddy number 54. Avery, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
We're doing good.
You gotta love that intro. I mean, think about that. You're one of the few worth a damn on that football team.
We figured there's probably six, maybe seven guys on the team right now who I would still want to see on the team next year, but maybe seven. So I'll say,
we got some good guys, man.
Well, like I said, you got seven guys, and you're one of them.
Just playing, kind of up in the air right now.
Well, here's the thing. Let's cut right to the chase on Sunday. And you made some nice plays. You had that one. Who was that? I think it was Michelle. You stood him up on a goal line with that great hit that one time. I did see you kind of chasing Gronkowski on the great move by the coach to take the penalty and then give Brady another third down as Gronkowski beat Mo Claiborne in the end zone. But that, you know, I don't expect you to be covering Gronkowski, so I'm going to let you slide on that. But here's the thing about the defense that makes me delirious, okay? And this happens all the time. So it's a 13-13 game. And I never for a second thought that you guys were winning the game. But with that said, it's a 13-13 game. And it took the Pats four freaking plays after that to get into the end zone. Four plays. Like, I didn't even have time to go to the bathroom. Four plays. And this is the kind of thing that makes me nuts, Avery. Why? Why do we see this all the time with this defense?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I was shocked myself, but I mean, you know, we were just kind of some dumb plays where we just weren't in the right position, and you know, when receivers open, you know, we get a gain of 20 yards, and you know, just quick. It was just so quick, man. You know, they were down in the red zone before we knew it, and it was just. Lack of communication, but just not doing the right things when you were supposed to.
Because to Joe's point, for two and a half quarters, you guys did a hell of a job. To hold the Patriots to 13 points with about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter isn't bad. Did they do anything different? Were they making adjustments that maybe changed things as they offensively went on a little bit of run and had the back-to-back touchdowns?
No, I wasn't. I mean, if they did make any adjustments, I didn't notice it. I feel like they were, you know, kind of doing the same stuff. We just weren't in the right positions, you know, on a couple pass plays, we just weren't in the right positions. And they were able to, you know, get yards out of the catch.
Yeah, they ran the ball down your throat, too, in this game. I mean, Sony Michel, I mean, what did they rush for, about 210 in this game combined? Sony Michel had about 135 yards rushing. I mean, but did you expect them to run the ball as much as they did in this game, Avery?
Well, I mean, I figured that they would, especially with him coming back, being healthy. So I figured they would, you know, try to give a good dose of running. And we weren't fitting our gaps right, you know, for the runs, and it was probably like three runs that was like 90 yards that we just didn't fit it right. So they had some chunk plays on us that definitely didn't look good.
And it was two games in a row now because you gave up 212 to Buffalo
plus
the 215 to the Patriots.
Right.
Was it the same issue that affected you guys in the Buffalo game that happened in this one against the Patriots, getting gouged on the ground?
Yeah, I would say so. It was just not being in the right gaps, and it's definitely frustrating. You know, you're hustling and you know you're trying to make something happen, and you still, you know, get the same result. So it's tough, man, and you know it's is when a team runs only that many yards, man, it's demoralizing.
You know what really bothers me too about this defense? We're talking to Avery Williamson. You guys, five games in a row now, no turnover. You haven't forced a turnover in five games. Do you realize that if you do the same thing against Tennessee on Sunday, you will set the all-time NFL record for most consecutive games without forcing a turnover? Do you realize that?
I did not know that. Right. We definitely need one.
Yeah. Yeah. How about six? Wait a minute. Need one?
Well, they are due for six.
I mean, come on.
Bad. Yeah. I've been trying, man. You try to get your hands on the ball, it's tough. It's like you just can't. I don't know. It's tough, man. I got to just try hard this week in practice, whatever it takes.
What's so strange about it is you guys have had a handful of games, specifically the Indianapolis game. You forced four of them.
Right.
The Lion game all the way back at the beginning of the year, you forced five of them.
I think you actually had forced 15 turnovers in the first six games of the season and haven't had one since.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what's the difference? Is a lot of it luck? Is there something that's being done differently? How do you explain? And by the way, that turnover streak coincides with the losing streak.
Right, of course.
Not that it's a coincidence. So how do you explain that kind of drought?
It's kind of hard to explain. You know, every play, you know, you're going for the ball, trying to knock it out, strip it out, you know. And I mean, there's been a few times where I've, you know, I know for a fact that I've almost had the ball out, and the guy just holding on to it pretty tight. So, you know, it's I don't feel like anything's changed. It's just can't catch a break. You know, it's tough, man. When you know you're trying to make something happen, and it just doesn't go your way.
Mm. Yeah, you know that it is okay to hit Tom Brady. You know, I don't know if you know that.
Oh yeah, I know.
I just want to throw it out there. It's okay to hit him.
I got close to him, didn't get a shot.
Well, you say it's okay to hit him until the refs throw a flag, because God forbid you look at him
wrong.
What
flag they threw was I would even throw the flag. Leonard Williams hit him 10 minutes after he threw the ball. Even I would, and I hate the officials. Okay, I would have had to throw the flag there. You know what I mean?
We're talking Avery Williamson here in his weekly spot. I'm sure this isn't happening with you, but do you get a sense that guys are going to start to get numb to all the losing?
I mean, I would hope not. You know, that's you know, when you kind of get in the zone of just not caring, you know, that's when it's bad. So I don't feel like guys will. We've got to make sure that the energy in practice is continues to be good. You know, I feel like we got to make sure that we're on point, you know, this whole week and doing the little things, and including myself. You know, I just got to make sure that staying focused in and just, you know, continue to strive to be great and for these next five games, because, you know, you can't let the losing, you know, get affect how you play. You know, you can't let it carry over to the next game. And so we got to just make sure that we got to bring it this week. We got to bring it this week. And it's an away game. And we got to make sure that we're just locked in to, you know, 100%.
Talking to Avery Williamson, of course, to the Jets, who play his old team this week, by the way, the Tennessee Titans. Now, I would expect that you will be super pumped up for this game to go against your former team. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah.
That?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, this will be fun, man. I've never, you know, it's my first time playing there on the opposite sideline, so it'll be interesting, man. Different feeling at first, but at the end of the day, man, just go out there and just play. But it'll be cool though, going against guys, you know, my old teammates, man. It'll be a good time, and I'm definitely excited to be there. There's gonna be a lot of family and friends in the stands.
Who are you most excited to take a cheap shot at? Because there's got to be somebody.
Mariota?
Trying to think. Probably Lawan.
Taylor Lawan?
Oh, the offensive lineman. Yeah. You didn't get along with him? Do you have trouble with him in practice?
Nah, he's cool. He's cool, man. We've had our tussles in practice, but nah, he's a good dude. He's my boy, but I definitely, if I get a chance. Nothing too dirty, though.
Speaking of too dirty, I mean, I got to ask you about this, and I
I know where you're going here.
I'm going to figure out a way how I'm going to ask it. Because I am curious. I admit I'm curious, even though I shouldn't be.
I'll say exactly how you go ahead. I'll do it for you. How about the fact that Cordell Patterson was basically grabbing the family jewels of Henry Anderson? Yeah. What was that all about? How is that? Does that happen a lot, like in the bottom of piles? Does that happen?
I mean, I've never had it happen to me at the bottom of a pile, but it was no pile. So that's why I was just so confused. You know, when I saw it, my cousin sent it to me, and I was just kind of like, what? Just kind of, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the guy personally. Don't know the reason why he did it.
Well, you know what he said? Here's his answer for it, and you tell me. He said, look, he's standing over me, puts it in my face, so that's what I'm going to do. So I think it's because it was there in his face.
Right, that's what he said, yeah.
That's when he said, you know what? I'm going to go grab it.
Yeah.
Man,
if that was me, I'd be running away.
That was weird. It was just weird when I saw it, man. Yeah, we told Henry he should file for possible assault.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Avery, I got a really dumb question. All right, because what kind of athlete am I? I'm nothing. I play baseball on Sundays. All right, I'm not exactly you, but when I play baseball, I always wear a cup. It's a priority. I got to make sure I'm protected. Is it really difficult to play football with a cup? Because an incident like this would make me want to wear one. Because if
like
I've got...
one, I mean, there's like one in a million. I mean, I have, you kind of catch a cleat or something to the, you know, to that area. But I never wear one. Never worn one before. So,
and very rare, guys don't, I guess, in general, right, when they're playing football?
Yeah, I don't know.
Would it be difficult to move around if you were wearing a protector like that?
I've never had one on, so I don't even know how it feels. So, I don't know. Yeah, I'm just going to stay away. I'm going to take my chances.
All right.
My chances.
This incident would scare the daylights out. I'd be afraid that would happen to me. And I'd say, man, I got to put a protector on. Because they can't get to it if you got the protector on.
I can only imagine some of the stuff that goes on the bottom of these piles. I mean, do you want to share like a moment on the bottom of a pile that maybe like is the weirdest moment you've had to deal with?
I've been at the bottom of a pile maybe twice, but I've never had anything crazy like that happen. I've only just guys just like just pulling on your arms trying to get the ball out, but I've never had anything that drastic happen to me.
So you don't think something like this is common from your experience?
Only at the bottom of a pile, you know. I've heard about it, you know, that stuff like that happens, but not just on a normal way.
So crazy.
That's why I was so confused. Hey, I want to know who's the camera guy, man, because they saw it all.
Yeah. I'm sure Henry was very confused, too.
Oh, Mrs. Anderson wasn't thrilled about the situation.
I'm sure. He's a good player, by the way, Henry Anderson. I got to say, I want him on a team, too. Just want to tell you.
He's a good player, man. Yeah, he's been having a good year.
He is. He's been very good. He's been your best defensive lineman. We're talking to Avery Williamson of the Jets. I know that you really – do you get the sense that the coaching staff knows that this is it for them at the end? Do you get any kind of sense of that, you know, at practice? Do you get any feel for that at all?
Nah, I mean, you know, the coaches, you know, regardless of what happens, you know, be 100%, you know, to the last game. So, it's no – you can't walk around. It's like you're worried about being hurt before his contract, during his contract or something like that. You know, go hard just because he might get hurt. So, I just coaching.
You know, you're breaking up on us a little bit. I don't know. Are you in the right spot for your cell phone? Because you're getting a massage again? Is that?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we do. Are you getting a massage again?
No, I'm not. I already got it.
Oh, you got it already?
I heard last night that you were, what were you, teaching a workout class at the fitting room? Is that accurate?
Is that right? What were you doing, like Pilates? What?
It was more of a cardio class. It was actually pretty good.
Oh, nice.
It was really good. It was at the fitting room. It was pretty cool, man. I enjoyed it.
Very cool.
It was, 24 people for, I had classes. And there were 24 people in each class, man. It was actually something like a bitch up. Get my mind.
Avery, I don't know if we can hear you for this one, but can Davis Webb play in this league from your experience? Because I got to tell you, if Sam Darnold isn't ready to play on Sunday, I'd like to take a look at him. From your experience, do you think Davis Webb can play in this league?
I feel like he can, and he shows some things in practice. So, I feel like he can definitely get the job done, and I feel like he'll be ready to do it. His name is called.
Well, Avery, because we're having some problems with the phone connection here, we're going to let you go. Keep up the good work. You're playing hard. I like what I'm seeing from Avery Williamson. You're a keeper for this team. Keep busting it, and maybe you actually get a win against your former team. Maybe, you know?
Yeah, I hope we can get it.
Yeah.
Get it done, Avery.
We're going to, hey, 100%.
All right. Well, we're losing him a little bit, but that's Avery Williamson in his weekly spot. At least we got like 85% of the phone calls with good reception.
Pretty much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.